Vayter in Shas, right off your test, picking up on your chesam of bees by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom, second word. Tana Rabbanan. Now, Zok the Gemara, we were talking about the concept of washing hands and whether or not you have to have certain kavana. Now it says, Hanotel Yadav. Somebody goes and they wash their hands. Niskavin, if they have kavana for when they're washing their hands, then Yadav Taurus, they're Tahar. But if not, they just happen to go and wash their hands, just, you know, to clean them of something, then lonus gavin, yodav tumei aser tamei, v'cheina matbil yodav. So it's when you go and you stick your hands and you stick them into a mikvah. Niskavin yodav taharas. If you have kavan, they're tahar, lonus gavin yodav tumeos. If not, your hands remain tamei. Fektim or aiva, tanya, bein niskavin, bein lonus gavin yodav taharas. Whether you have kavan or not, your hands are tahar. Amar v'nachman lo kasha. Kan bechulin. The second one we brought right now, that's talking about chulin. Beep. Turn the page. Yud test. Kan the meiser. This is talking about meiser. Meiser sheni. Rashi says, boi kavana v'koshe kim b'truma. When you're talking about meiser sheni, then you dafka have to go and have kavana. And certainly, if we're going to be dealing with something with truma, you have to as well, and that's not going to help. Where do we know that by chulin you don't have to have kavana and it's still going to purify your hands? The Tanis, we learned in the Mishnah. Gal shen nitla, shavar b'yim tsa. Let's say you have a gal, which is a wave, and it separates from the ocean and it has 40 sa. So it's like this huge wave comes and it kind of gets thrown out of the ocean in the way that it's separate from the ocean. And it has 40 sa, which is the amount of that person needs in order to be tahor from. It's a mikvah. This the amount of a mikvah. The nafal ala adam elikim falls on a person or on kalim that are standing over there. Tahorin, they are tahor. What do we learn from this? Katani adam dumya de kalim. People are compared to kalim, to vessels. What do we learn out from that? Because it says both of them. Ma kalim de lo mechabne. Just like the kalim, they didn't have any intent to be. Tovel, right? When the ocean separates and the kelim are there and the water falls onto the cups and the spoons and the plates, they didn't have kavana that, okay, good, I'm going to be otse now. But yet it still works. Af adam the lo miskaven. So to a person, also when he doesn't have any kavana, still it's going to be that he is tahor. So we see that there is such a concept, there's such a raya. We see a makor at least that when there's no kavana, it still works. Says Gemara, umimai, who says that's a raya? Maybe that's not actually a good raya. Dilma biyoshi from a tzapa, he must say yitlish a galaskin. Maybe we're talking about a case where a guy's standing next to the ocean and he's waiting. He's like, okay, can't wait till the water comes and then it separates and then it falls on it. The kelim dum you the adam, and then we flip it the other way. And the kelim have to be like the adam. Ma adam the bar kavana, just like the adam is a bar kavana, he's a person who can have kavana. Af kelim de mechavinu, kelim also have to be that someone has intent that they are there in order for that to happen. And therefore you have no raya. And if you want to say that we're talking about a case where he's sitting and waiting for it to happen, Maila Memra. And if your rebuttal will be, no, that's not the case, because Yoshev Mitzapa, what chiddush is there to tell me that that's going to work when he's sitting and he's waiting? So I'll chamina, no, I'll tell you why you have to say it. Because Ligzor Dilma Asi Lemitbal Bechardalis Shel Geshamim. We would have thought maybe we should make a gezeira, because then what's going to happen if we allow this to happen? The person standing there waiting for the wave to come out of the ocean, this massive wave, separate and fall on them. We're going to say, don't let that work, because then we're worried someone's going to come to also do tefillah in a chardalis shel geshamim. What's a chardalis shel geshamim? That means you have this water that's coming down the mountain. And let's say there's 40 sa as the water is making its way down the mountain. Rashi points out basically there's two different issues that would come up over here. One is an issue of that when the water is running down the mountain, it's not considered like one goof unit of 40 sa as it falls on you, even though maybe it's still connected. And the second issue is the fact that when it's rainwater, there's a halacha that rainwater is not allowed to be used unless it's staying in one place. It can't be flowing. It's got to be one particular place. So we would say that maybe we'll be goes there because of such a thing. Therefore, Kamash Rolan has come to tell you that we're not going to go to such an idea. Inami nigza rushin atukipin. We should make a gezeira, as we're going to explain what this means in just a moment, that the Russian, the head part of the actual wave, because of the kippin, which means the like a kippah, like an arch of the wave itself, like the top of the wave. Kamash malan, delo gezeira, when that goes in. Now, what does that mean? I mean, not temri, delo metmila mekippin. I don't even know. You're not allowed to go ahead and be do tvila in the kippin, which means that you take like some sort of utensil and throw it in. Rashi says, "Emtiisa shalgal." It's the middle part of the wave. Sha'omid ba'vir kimin kippa. That stands over like a kippa, like an arched, like a yarmulke, you know, like a dome. Vim hoshid kelim lamayla v'tabilim mikipa ina tabilim kum defarsh. That's what we're going to explain right now. How do we know? Italian language in the Brisa. Matabilim b'roshin v'in matabilim mikipin l'visha ain matabilim ba'vir, because you can't do it in the, just throw it up into the sky. Normally what happens is you have it on the floor and the water goes on top of it, or the water's down and you put it into something. But it can't be that there's a hanging water, like the wave, like the keep, like the arch of a wave, and then you throw it up and it goes into it. That, my friends, that doesn't work. So we would think that maybe that's going to be the issue. Asher shalom Torah mikvah shalavir litvila. It doesn't work like that. So we would have thought maybe I can't do the other one because of this. And so kumash malan, we're not worried about that. So we don't have a raya anymore to say that, like, for chulin, that you don't have to have any kavana. That raya that we brought, maybe we said it's the opposite. It's not that the guy is standing there and, oh, pitom, it happens on the kelim, and then adam is doing the kelim, but maybe it's kelim is doing the other. Just like kavana, you need kavana for the man, so you need kavana for the kelim. Nishkin raya. So how do we know? How do we know that chulin, you don't have to wash, you don't have to have kavana for when you wash your hands, that it works? Elamehah, we learned from the following. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Machshirin, Peiro, Shenafu, Zulcham, Samayim. Let's see, you have fruit that falls, you have some sort of fruit that falls into Amasamayim. We've learned a bunch of times so far. Moed Katan, Amasamayim is like a canal or water canal, like a small little furrow that's dug that was usually an ama by an ama that the water would flow through. Let's say you have a fruit that falls in. Upashat mi shiyadav tameos and natalan. And someone whose hands are tame goes, sticks her hands in, you take it out. Yadav tahar. It says, hands are tahar. Aye, says Rashi over here. Alpha bishlon skavin. You don't have any kavana for that. You just put your hands in order to go take the fruit. Yet your hands become tahar by putting them into there. Uperos inan b'chiyutan. And the fruit don't have a status of a chiyutan. We know that in order for something to be makabel tuma, it's got to be hukshar lakabel tuma. It's got to be unlocked and prepped for surgery, right? It's got to be prepped in order to actually be makabel tuma. In order to do that, it has to have one of the Zion liquids, one of the seven liquids, Zion mashkin, yad shachadam, that gets on it. And therefore, let's say an apple, a tummy person touches an apple, it's not going to make it tummy unless the apple has already become huksha lekabel tuma. One of them is by, let's say, if it gets water on it. But over here in this particular instance, when the fruit falls from the tree into this amasamayim, and then you stick your hand and you take it out from there, that's not a considered huksha. Rashi says over here, Uperis had a chiyutan, the be'inon gabe hechsher yutan. It has to be, it's placed there. Dumi the chiyutan, the nichale. It's got to be something which you actually want it to be happening. You don't have kavana for it, so then it's not going to fall into the category. Ve'imishvil shiyut chuyadav. But if the purpose of putting your hands in there is in order to go out and to wash your hands, wash your hands. He put his hands in Davka to wash them and then to take the fruit. Then the din is Yod of Taurus. His hands become Taur. Va'peros, Harein, V'chiyutan. Now the peros fall into the category of a chiyutan. They are Huchsha l'kabel tuma. Rashi points out, why is it that in such a case that the fruit becomes a chiyutan is because by putting your hands in, you're having kavana to wash your hands. It seems as though the fruit falling in is a hechetimsa, a way for you to now wash your hands, that you're happy that that actually happened. It becomes like a din of a chiyutan, therefore it becomes huchsha l'kabel tuma. But the point nonetheless is, what do we see over here? That when we first started over this concept, it says that even without having any intent, there's still going to be good, and then you're good for chulin. Even without the kavana to be matar them, they become tahor. So there we go. We have a raya.
Okay, forgive me for the background noise. I'm on a plane. Esvi Rav of Nachman. Hatovach lechulin v'huchslik lechulin. If a person goes ahead and we have in our Mishnah that said that someone goes in his tovel himself for chulin, and he wants to do it only for chulin, then aser lemeiser. It's also from the meiser sheni. Huchslik in. What's the mashmos? That huchslik in. That if he had kavana to do such a thing, then it works. Lohuchzak lo. But if not, then it's not going to work. So again, it's like we said, that it's going to work even without kavana. So it's a gemara, no. Hachi gamar. Afal pisha huchzak lechulin. Even though you were huchzak that you had kavana for chulin, aser lemeiser. It's still going to be aser for meiser, but it doesn't mean that you have to have kavana for chulin in order for it to work for chulin. We're not done in our attack, though. Eisvei, again, we said in our Mishnah, tavav lohuchzak. If a person who did tevila didn't have intent at all, didn't have any kavana, but he just wanted to go to the, you know, to take a bath. Kilo tova, as if he didn't do tefila. My love, kilo tova klal. Doesn't it mean like he didn't do tefila at all, and therefore even chulin doesn't work? So you see, against what we said, the answer is lo. Kilo tova la meiser, as if he didn't do it for meiser. Avatova luchulin, but it does work for chulin. Now, that's a little bit, seems it's a little bit like a stretch, right? Because the actual Lashon is that it says Kilu Lo Tava, and then we said it means Kilu Lo Tava Lameiser. So now he says, who suffered Dachi Kamatchil? He thought he was just pushing him off by saying this answer. He went out, he checked it out, and he found that exactly that it was true. The Tanya's learned in the Braisa. Tava V'Lehuchsak, Asa Lameiser, Mutter L'Chulin. So again, everything stays exactly as was, and for Meiser, it is going to work. I'm sorry, for Chulin, it's going to work even if you don't have Kavana. Now, we brought up before that if a person has Kavana for a particular level, it only works at that level, it doesn't go above that level. It can work if you go above a level, it can work for ones below, but it's not going to go up. So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavil V'Allah, if a person goes to the mikvah, and then he comes out, and he didn't have Kavana, without any Kavana for what he was doing, Machzik Asma L'Chol Mashiyirtza, after he comes out, he can then decide what he wanted to be that it was for. When we said before, if a person doesn't have any kavana, it's like he just took a bath. I was talking about when he was just doing that. But if a person actually wanted, had a mind to do it for something, but he didn't say what it was, then he could decide after the fact. Fact the Gemara, Mesevei, Odeu Raglo, Achas Mamayin. If I'm coming out, he still has 1 foot left in the water, then Huxik Ledover Kal. He can go ahead and it can be Muxik for something which is Kal. Machzik Asma Ledover Chamor. Oh, I'm sorry. If Odeu Raglo, Achas Mamayin. And Huchzik Ledavakal, and he originally decided he was going to do something for a Davakal, Machzikasal Ledavakhamar, he can then go ahead and change his mind and say that he wants to be something which is more Machzik as long as his foot's still there. But Allah, if it comes out entirely Shuvin a Machzik, he's not able to go ahead and he's not allowed to change it. In fact, the Gemara, what does that mean? My love, doesn't it mean my love ain't no Machzik Klal? He's not allowed to do it at all? Right? So what do you see? At that stage, she's pretty much stuck. Says Gemara, Lo, Odehu, Afabish Huchzik Machzik. If he still has his foot in, then even if he had kavana, meikara, he had a mind for something which is on a lower level, he can change it to something more chamer. But Allah, once it comes out, im lehuchzak machzik. If he didn't have any kavana at all for anything, that meaning he had kavana for something, but he didn't say for any one of the levels, then im lehuchzak machzik, vim huchzak eino machzik. But if he already decided one of them, he's not allowed to change the different degree. Now, this idea that we just said, that as long as you have 1 foot in the water, you're able to go ahead and you let it go up. So if I say level one, let's up the levels. So level one is the lowest level. 5 is the highest level. Let's say you pick number one. You're still 1 foot in. You're able to raise it up to level 2, 3, 4, or 5. Who is that? Mantana. Odei raglachas v'mayim. Rav Fidas, Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanah is learned on the Mishnah Mikvahs. Mikvah, shenimdad, v'yishpah arboim sa, mechuvemes. Let's say a person goes into a mikvah, and they measure it as exactly arboim sa, exactly. V'yardu shnayim, v'tovel zeh achazeh. They have 2 people that are tamei. They went into the mikvah, one after the other. One goes in, comes out. The other one then goes in after the first one came out. Harishan Torah, the first one's good because he went into a mikvah 40 sa. But Vashini Tameh, the second one's going to be Tameh, right? Because when he comes out, he brings some water out with him. Rashi Shari Chaser Hashir B'mayim Sha'ol Harishon. Because the first one goes in, comes out, takes some water out of it with his body. So therefore, that one is going to be, the second one's going to be Tameh. Amar V'yuda Im Hayoraglov Sharishon Nogus B'mayim. If the foot of the first one is still in the water, Avashini Torah, the second one is still Tahor. It's connected to it, and therefore it's connected to the water, and it's like he completes it. We're going to see this is a concept of good achis. That's something that shoots down. Since the guy is still coming out, but he still has a foot in, so therefore it's like the water that's on him like shoots down into the mikvah, and it's considered like it's 40 saw completely. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Barvua, Machlukas b'ma'alos d'rabanan. When is it true that Rabbi Yehuda would say that there's this concept that you're allowed to go ahead and this idea, as long as his foot is still in, that it's going to go ahead and continue like it's 40 so over there, that Rabbi Yehuda says that works, that's only by Milas Darabana, only by Darabana to Gatumah, not a Daraisa to Gatumah. If the guy's really Tameh, Midaraisa, so we're going from Tumah to Tara, Divyakol, Hashini Tameh, everyone is going to say that the second guy is going to be Tameh. The Hainu, Darapadas, and that is Rapadas. That was the shtickler that Rapadas was talking about. That as long as you're, if the feet are still there, they can go and change it from a level 1 to a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, etc. He's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Yigadami, some said a little differently. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Machlokas mitum latara. The Machlokas is by the Raisa Shtikol. Now, Maz Darabanan, Divya Kol, Afashini Torah. Everyone's going to agree that even the second one is going to be Tahor. Upligadur Padas, and this argues on Rav Pidas. Says Rashi, Hachir seen a plead of Pidas, the Iler of Nachman, Hado dea huchsuk lakal, huchsuk lachamor, divri akolhu. This concept that you can go from lower to higher, that's going to everyone. The halo plea yirabana leo de Rabbi Yehuda. They're not arguing over there. Elamit tuma dareis latara. Only because it's tuma dareis latara. Amarula. And we're going to go into this whole idea of Rabbi Yehuda that if a person steps out, you got two people that go in. One person comes out and the second one goes in. As long as the first one steals his foot and the second one's going to consider it like there's still 40 saw there. Boi minemer of Yochanan. Le Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mau lahatbil mechatin vitsinorios berosho shel rishon. If you have very small kelim and you want to go ahead now, and the guy goes into the mikveh, he comes out, but his foot's still in the mikveh, and there's still water on his head from the mikveh, and he's still connected to the mikveh with his foot being in it, can you stick a needle or these little forks that were used for, to deal with gold? They would deal with like a gold thread. So you have these little things. You stick it in the guy's hair, and then when you go and you stick it in, now because his feet are in there, and then they're immersed in the water over there, they're in his head, in his hair, then it should be good. Good achis islay Rabbi Yehuda, good asik lesle. Do we say basically that we allow the principle of good asik, meaning that the stuff going... Sorry, getting distracted by people coming in the seat over here. Do we say good achis islay Rabbi Yehuda and good asik lesle? That we allow the water to travel down to be part of the mikveh, so if someone goes into the mikveh, it's good. But good asik lesley, but we don't say that the water shoots back up in order to do that. Odilma good asik nami yisley. We say we also have good asik. Ali, so he said to me, saying to Ula, Tinisua, well, we learned this in the Braisa. Shalos gemamios binachal. If you have three different holes that are by a valley, and there is a slant going down into the valley. So there's holes that have water on it. Top, bottom, and middle. The top one and the lower one have 20 sa. And the middle is 40 sa. And they have rain that's going, that's pouring between them. So you have, it's basically they're all touching each other now. Rabbi Yehuda Ami says, Meir Hoya Omer. Rav Meir used to go and say, Matil Bel Yona, you're allowed to go ahead and you can go into the mikvah on the top one. Why? Because we say good asik. So the bottom water shoot up all the way from there, all the way going all the way up. And if Rav Yehuda is going, he's quoting Rav Meir, it must be that he's masking to him. So we do hold to this idea of good asik also. In fact, the Gemara, Vatanya, we're going to a different brisa. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, beep, turn the page. Your testament base, Rav Meir Hoya Omer. Matvil Bel Yona Vani Omer, but I say Betachtona Velo Bel Yona. So you see that what he disagrees, he must only hold of good as achis, the water goes down, but not good asik. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So he says, E Tanya. Okay, if you have a brisa like that, then there's a brisa like that. So I have to take back my raya. It's no good. Okay, we said in the next part of the Mishnah that a tova lechulin v'chusik lechulin, if someone goes and does for chulin and he has the mind to do chulin, he can't go a level up. He can't have ma'aser sheni. My name is Tisan. Who is that? Rabbanon here. This is the Rabbanon that are quoted in a Mishnah in Para. Right? The Shani Luhu Bein Chulin the Meiser, who said the difference between Chulin and Meiser Sheni. We brought this up on the previous daf, that Rabbi Meir, the Machlokes between Rabbi the Rabbanon and Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanon said that no, it only, that these are different levels. Amos Seifa, aye, but look at the Seifa of the Mishnah that says, Big Day Ama Aretz Midras Leprushim, so that the clothing of an Ama Aretz is considered like a midras for Prushim. Big Day Prushim Midras Leochle Truma, and then it goes up a level, right? So we see what is it? What happened over there? You went from Big Day Ama Aretz for Prushim, and then went Big Day Prushim Midras Leochle Truma. But what does it do? The Mishnah over there skips when it says Meiser Sheni. It goes from Chulin to Meiser Sheni. So kind of shows that. They must be on the same level, Meiser Sheni and Chulin. Asan le Rabbi Yumeir. The Gemara says this is going according to Yumeir. Damer Chulin and Meiser Kaadadi. They're on the same level. In fact, the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanon, Vesifer Meir. You're going to tell me that the Reisha is the Rabbanon and the Sefer is the Meir? That you have a different Reisha and Sefer, even though that could be, but obviously we don't like to do that. So the Gemara in Reisha Rabbanon, Vesifer Meir. The Reisha is Rabbanon, the Sefer is the Meir, and that's it. That's the answer. Rav Acha Bar Ada Masi La B'Seifa Chamish Milos. Fechavada, he taught that the second part of the Mishnah has five milas. So Mukula Kulakarabanan. Therefore he says the entire Mishnah actually goes like the Chachamim, because he adds another part to it. Another darga, another level. Meiser Sheni. Okay, we're going to stop over here, my friends. Apologies about the lateness and about the lack of quality over here, but I've been traveling. It's been extraordinarily challenging, but I'm trying my hardest. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.